Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW. It's the Rock of Seattle, loud and local. And right now I have a young band that has really been making a name for themselves, the Rat Utopia Experiment. Welcome to Loud and Local. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're
doing very good.
Thank you for having us.
That's awesome.
So excited for this.
So is it true or is it Rat Utopia Experiment?
What would you prefer? Both.
It's either or. We usually, for shows, tend to go for the Rat Utopia Experiment.
Okay.
But posters, we abbreviate to true and merch. It's just easier.
Okay. How about rats? I'll call you guys rats right now.
That works.
A lot of people call
us what's up, rats? All right, cool.
Calls me a rat already. I've known him 2 days.
So let's go around the room. Introduce yourself and tell us what you do in the band.
I'm Anya. I play bass.
I'm Evan, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Fia. I sing, and I write a lot of the songs.
I'm Jackson. I play guitar.
I'm Maddox. I also play guitar.
Right on. So tell me, you know, who wants to hop in and tell me, the, in Marvel terms, the origin story of the Rat Utopia Experiment. And feel free to grab that mic and bring it a little bit closer.
okay, so the band name comes from, I was in 8th grade English class and I was really bored.
Yeah.
So I got on YouTube on my laptop and I was looking at these video essays, and one of them was the Mouse Utopia Experiment. And so I watched it and it was really interesting to me because it was an experiment about mice in close confinement. And I was like, that would be a really cool band name, but what if you changed mouse to rat so it abbreviated to true? So I sent the link to Evan and I'm like, watch this video, you have to watch this video.
Yeah.
And he watches the video and he was like, wait, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And so then I sent it to the band, and at the time we had just met because we were meeting through the Live It Out Loud program.
Yeah.
And so I sent them and I was like, this should be our band name. And everybody was just like, okay. And that's how we started.
That's awesome. And at what year was this?
2022.
Okay.
Yeah, 2022.
All right. So right in the thick of the pandemic, right toward the end there.
Me and Anya came later though.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So Tacoma? Is that right? Tacoma area?
Yeah, Tacoma, maybe. Spanaway area.
Cool.
We play a lot in Seattle, though.
Awesome.
Bremerton, dude. I got to drive like an hour.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not.
He comes from a foreign land.
Okay, so tell me, what's the Live It Out Loud program? Why don't you shout that out? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Live It Out Loud is this program through Ted Brown Music in Tacoma. It's pretty much you pay X amount of money. I don't remember.
400.
You audition for whoever's running it that year, and then you get placed in a band with people of your similar ability.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not so much an audition. Everybody can get in. It's more of an evaluation to see where you're at and who you work well with.
Yeah, and then you get put into these groups. You meet your mentor.
It sounds like kind of like School of Rock.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah. It's almost exactly like School of Rock.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like during Dewey. The summer.
What is this? Sky looks like Dewey.
Sky.
That's good.
Anyway, so yeah, within the program, you get to play four shows.
Yeah.
Ours were at...
Three shows.
Yeah. It's three shows now?
Yeah. Real Art,
Edison Square, McMiniman's Elk Temple in Tacoma.
Wow. Yeah.
Spanish really cool venues. Yeah.
Cool.
And then also part of the program, the top three bands based off of, you know, judges at the final show end up choosing, you know, who gets to make a music video. Everybody gets to record their own song.
Sick.
Or at least that's how it was when we did it.
Yeah,
and it just kind of pushed us into the limelight, I guess, of this is what it's kind of like to be a musician.
You got your head start.
Exactly. Yeah. I really loved the program just because of the slow introduction to it. Nothing is forced. It's not like you're getting thrown out on your own. You have so much support.
Mm-hmm.
Did everyone play instruments before, or do you come in not knowing instruments?
People have to come in knowing instruments
for sure.
I mean, you don't have to be like a guitar god or anything.
Yeah. There's some people who, like, you know, audition for guitar. And sometimes they need a bassist.
Yeah.
So sometimes people will switch or...
It's real easygoing.
Yeah, it's really fluid.
Okay, awesome. And I will mention, we are going to be talking about a show you guys are going to be playing May 4th, which is the second day of a three-day festival called Little Fest, a really awesome venue. Shout out to Real Art. It's 5412 South Tacoma Way. It's nestled there in a really cool community. Some great bars and 21 and over venues and whatnot, but this is the center for all ages music in Tacoma. It's called Real Art, and Beautiful Freaks are going to be playing there. I've had them on the show. Rocky Sandoval's going to be playing that show. Skating Polly's going to be playing one of the other nights. King Youngblood, but you guys are going to be playing Saturday, May 4th for Little Fest, and also a little bit of a ways out on May 25th, you're going to be playing at Folk Life in Seattle Center. So, got a show here in Seattle. So, now that we have the business out of the way, we got the promotion down. Let's talk a little bit about your introduction to, you know, what made you fall in love with music, and we'll start with you. You know, what made you fall in love with music as a kid, or, you know, what was your first love music-wise?
Well, my dad used to play, like, he had this little mix CD of, like, my dad's a bassist, so...
Cool.
Already, like, my whole family is very art-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Both my parents are artists. And my dad had this little mix CD of, like, nu metal stuff that he'd play in his car. So it was all, like, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And, like, there's Thievery Corporation on there, stuff like that. And I was, like, five, and I was like, wow, I really like this. So I just kind of, like, I don't know. That's what got me started on at least the type of genre I'm into, I guess.
Let me just say that I am blown away, and I don't think it... I actually... love the fact that I never thought that nu metal would come back. And we have a revival and a renaissance. I also never thought that the JNCOs I used to wear back in junior high and high school I would be cool again. And now JNCOs are like going for like $150, $200.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I should have kept those and now I'd be rich.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy a pair, so let me know.
So, I used to have JNCOs so big that the pockets were so big on the back pocket that I could put my Super Nintendo in the back pocket.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were like 32 inch bottoms. That's, you know, crazy. They were like straight up raver pants.
That's so tough.
I'm trying to cough.
Yeah. So, all right. So, nu metal, the fully embracing the nu metal revival. Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Buddy.
And how about you, man? What was your favorite, you know, thing that made you fall in love with music?
Well, my dad is like, same as Anya. My dad was is a high school band teacher and also a drummer. So, I was always in that. I would be, you know, 3-4 going to his concerts, the musicals that his school would put on. And with that, he was also constantly exposed to music.
Yeah.
So I grew up on everything from Pantera to NWA to Davis and Coltrane.
Yeah.
You know, so I started really early on my appreciation. And because he's a teacher, you know, I kind of got forced into the band a little bit.
Yep.
But then, you know, I found my love for drums, started in concert band, went to jazz band. Now, you know, here I am in this.
All right, right on, man. And moving on. How about you?
Well, my dad is surprise, surprise. My dad was always really into music. He's been in bands since, I mean, since high school, he's been playing music. And so, obviously, I grew up on a lot of classic rock. He's a Beatles super fan, so I grew up being a Beatles super fan.
Okay.
And a lot of that, like The Who, The Kinks, David Bowie, all of that kind of stuff. And but I didn't think I really found an appreciation for music until I was like 10 or 11, because at some point I decided I wanted to play piano and I hated it. So then my dad was like, I'll teach you guitar. And so he taught me guitar. And then from there I did voice lessons until I finally joined Live It Out Loud. And so, yeah, it really all came from my dad. But my mom did raise me on a lot of 90s grunge as well. So cool. Those are my influences.
That's awesome. And continuing on.
So I'm going to be the party pooper here. I didn't actually listen, or like I never really listened to music until I was about 12.
Okay.
I'm 16 now, so I'm still pretty new. But
first band you fell in love with?
First band, ooh, Polyphia.
Oh, that's awesome. Great band.
I was really bored over quarantine, and my dad had an Epiphone Les Paul that he didn't really play that much. And I was like, I bet I could do that. And
oh, that's cool.
Oh, wait. Actually, no, I started on drums because I was like, wow, that looks cool.
Yeah.
And then I saw my dad's guitar and I was like, this is cooler.
Yeah. So, there we go.
And so, yeah, I've just kind of been like a little obsessed ever since.
Nice. Right on. And continuing on, final, last but not least.
Yeah, my parents always listened to music. They were never musicians themselves or anything, but they were always kind of music enjoyers, at least. They had my dad and mom collectively had a huge like case of CDs, like this huge chest of CDs in the garage.
Yeah.
And I had my own CD player, so I would just kind of like steal those from them. And I'd have like stacks and be like, where are all our CDs? Like, and there's just like stacks around my room. I'm like, oops, sorry. But
what was your favorite?
White Stripes, White Elephant.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I think what really made me want to like play music or pick up an instrument was when my mom took me to see Iron Maiden, I think, when I...
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I was maybe 10 or 11. But yeah, just seeing those guys on stage, I was absolutely like awestruck. It was amazing, the performances that they give, and their musicianship is amazing. So I was like, wow, that's really cool, and I really want to do that. My mom bought me a guitar, and I did lessons for a little while, and I kind of just like I eventually did stop, but I kind of just carried on from there. I just kind of kept finding new music.
Yeah, learning it. As you do, right?
Yeah, yeah. Adding it to my own cool set, but yeah,
that's great. So wanted to get, you know, kind of your influences and whatnot. Now that we know those, let's listen to one of your songs. And this is going to be a debut. Again, Saturday, May 4th at Little Fest. If you dig what you're going to be hearing, you can see the Rat Utopia Experiment, a.k.a. The Rats, a.k.a. True. You can see them live and in person at Real Art alongside Beautiful Freaks, Rocky Sandoval. I'd say support the whole weekend. Support the whole fest, Little Fest. Great, great cause, great venue. We're going to jump into Interlude for the Angels. This is a brand new song. Anyone want to tell me about this one?
Interlude for the Angels is... most of my songs are does follow the story of two different people, but the overall message of the song is about romance and feeling shame about romance and feeling like you need to love somebody even if it's not time yet. So, yeah.
All right.
And it's also far, far different than everything we've written before.
Cool.
And from my perspective, I get to bring in some more of my classical-oriented drumming experience as well.
All right. Well, let's hear it. It's Interlude for the Angels, Rat Utopia Experiment here on Loud and Local.
Don't know where you are. It's 4 a.m. You
From mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That was Interlude for the Angels. You can catch the band you just heard, the Rat Utopia Experiment, a.k.a. True, the Rats, as we call them, Saturday, May 4th at Little Fest in Tacoma, Real Art, 5412 South Tacoma Way. I remember this venue, man. I've seen so many shows there. It used to be called the Viaduct back in the day. It's just, it's lived on, and it's been this, like, center for, I mean, the name says it all, Real Art. It's a wonderful thing to have that in the community. So stoked that it continues on, and Little Fest is going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a bunch of awesome bands, so definitely check that out. But you guys are going to be playing alongside Beautiful Freaks, Rocky Sandoval. You guys have played Real Art before, is that right?
Oh, many times. Many
Real Art
times.
Is our home.
That's like your home base? That's like, yeah. Awesome. Favorite show you've seen at Real Art, would you say?
Ooh, I saw...
Manic Pixie Dreamboat,
awesome, great show. Give me the money.
I saw a Vision video a couple of years ago. I got to actually, I was working that night at Real Art. That was really cool.
Nice.
I saw this band from LA who was touring up here called Return to Dust.
Okay.
I think Alex Vile was with them. Oh my God. One of the best top three shows I've ever been to.
That's
in my
cool.
Life.
Also, I don't remember what band it was, but the Northwest Halloween hardcore whatever thing happened back in October. There was like bands playing like Slipknot, Title Fight.
Yeah,
that was really cool. That was sick.
Kaizo did Slipknot.
Yeah, Kaizo. Thank you. Yeah, shout out Kaizo. Shout out Slipknot.
Yes. There we go. Oh. All right.
Like they need more press. All right.
What's like the top three new metal bands in you guys' opinions?
That's crazy.
I'm not a new metal
Primer guy. 55.
Okay. I was just
wow,
gonna say that.
Are we going like the C-tier new metal bands?
Okay. Hear me out.
Whoa.
Hear me out.
Those are like the also-rans.
Prodigy.
You know, the Prodigy?
Prodigy.
I like a Perfect Circle.
Is that new metal, though? That's Major James Keenan.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know. I'm not trying to hate on Primer 55. I'm just saying I've never heard someone say they're the best new metal band. That's a
some
wild
people just
statement.
Have bad okay, opinions.
And some people are ginger.
Taproot.
So. Oh. Hey, nobody can see this, so they don't know it's me.
He's ginger.
That's the funny part, yes.
All right, let's reel it in. Top three new metal bands. Can we decide on System of a Down?
System of a Down.
No.
I think we all really like System.
Would you call Slipknot a new metal band?
At least their
first album.
Okay. Kitty.
Okay.
Big influence.
Okay, yeah.
Limp Bizkit.
No.
Okay.
Shut that down.
Okay. Maybe you got...
Just say another one.
ICP.
ICP.
Come on, you and Jackson are the new metal people.
What? I'm going to say Limp Bizkit, no? But they might not agree yet.
Can I interject an opinion real quick?
Yeah.
I got to say that as the band that kind of started it all, I'd say Korn has a place on the top three at least.
That's crazy. We just completely skipped over Korn.
I think everyone like thinks of Korn when they think of new metal, though. Does anyone think of Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
Maybe half.
Who does like, seven
three
words?
Quarters?
Deftones.
Like one of the... I don't know.
I just want to shout out Limp Bizkit.
All the songs sound kind
of... You're going to piss off a lot of people with that
That's
one.
That's crazy.
All right, let's move on. We can't decide here.
Can we all agree on Kitty?
Yeah.
Yes. Kitty's back. Their new song's great, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Fair enough. Okay, so now let's just have your own opinion about this one. Let's go around the room. What's your favorite Northwest, maybe Washington State... band of or artist of all time, and we'll start with you again.
We have a second to think.
Sure.
Can we circle back?
Yeah.
Mine has got to be Hendrix.
Okay. Yeah.
Going, older and kind of like the easy answer, but Mitch Mitchell.
Yeah.
Everything, him, Dirty, and like with Hendrix, with Dirty Mac. Oh my God, he's one of my favorites.
Nice.
I can't praise Mitch Mitchell.
Absolutely.
I gotta say Nirvana. Yeah. I can't help it. I mean, I had a year and a half long obsession with Kurt Cobain. Like, I had his journal. I had pictures on my wall of all his drawings. You know, like, I knew all the songs by heart. I knew how to play all the songs. And, like, I think their songwriting is a big influence on mine. So,
cool.
Kurt Cobain, Nirvana.
All right, moving on. Anyone, do you want to come back? Do you know yet? No?
I don't, like, I don't know. I don't keep track of, like, where they come from. So I guess Nirvana. I like Kurt Cobain. I think him as an artist is cool. Nice. I think he was a pretty cool guy.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to just say Nirvana, but yeah, but Dave Grohl is probably my favorite sort of artist that sort of proliferated in this area.
Dave Grohl's from here?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was in Nirvana.
Bro, yeah.
Okay, well, he's technically
Oh, Dave Grohl. I thought you said Dave Mustaine. Sorry.
He came from the East Coast, but obviously he was in Nirvana. So, yeah, I would say he was a Northwest artist. And then the entire first Foo Fighters record, he wrote himself and played himself while here in Seattle. So I would say Seattle artist. Close enough.
Yeah, we trying not to just say Nirvana.
There we go. Nice. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's a solid tie between Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and Macklemore.
All right, good, nice.
Shout out Mackie M.
Mackie M.
Shout out Michael Moore.
So, what are you guys' goals within the next couple of years with the band?
Concept album.
Yeah, we really want to do a concept album.
We have the concept. You know, we just don't have the songs.
Joe's Garage Zappa.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the concept album I think of. It's not going to be like that.
I mean, I'm just thinking like, yes, concept.
Yeah. we want to get an EP out at some point.
We are going to release the EP in at least the winter of this year.
Hopefully. Fingers are crossed. Yeah. We're in the writing process, working on some new stuff. So cool. Trying to get that out, get some studio time in. I think we're also trying to work on our social media presence a little more.
Sure.
Just get our stuff out there, do as much as we can so we can gain an audience that isn't just, you know, people from Washington or around here.
Yeah, we got some venue goals too. You know, we want to play like El Corazon and Vera Project and stuff like that. We've been thinking about that.
It'd be great to branch out to like Portland or nearby Idaho too, to play some shows. Tree Fort Fest, yes. That's one that we've really been wanting to get on, just to we're just trying to increase our audience mainly.
Awesome. Right on. Well, again, you guys are going to be playing Saturday, May 4th at Little Fest at Real Art. Some of the artists, other artists, Beautiful Freaks, Rocky Sandoval, but it's all day long. So you can't go wrong with going to that one. And then again, Folk Life, May 25th at Seattle Center. Before we jump into this last song here, any final words or any shout outs or thank yous?
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Shout out to our friends at Hot Step Bomb as well.
Yes.
We love them. They need more attention than they already
totally
have.
They'll be playing Little Fest as well.
Yes, nice. They are going to be on Little Fest with us. We just played a show with them. All of us can say they're one of our favorite bands from around.
I will say that is a weird thing to Google. When I was looking up Hot Step Bomb, the band, it is.
Yeah, you got to add the band.
Exactly. That's funny. They used to shout that out at their shows. Thank you to all of our fans. Wouldn't be here right now in this studio without them. And thank you to Regan Lane for helping
us
out.
We love you, Regan.
Thank you, Father.
I love you, children of the corn.
Is there anything else?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, let's let the music speak for itself.
Exactly.
Saturday, May 4th, Little Fest in Real Art in Tacoma, and then Folk Life, May 25th at Seattle Center. World's End Lane. Tell me about this one.
Ooh.
This one is definitely more of our new metal ones.
Cool.
Yeah, our first dive into it, at least.
Yeah, it's far more drum and vocal centered than some of our other ones, and it's meant to be heavy groovy as well.
It is totally a diss track.
Against who?
This old friend I had who lives in Britain.
I didn't even know this.
The name of their street that they used to live on was World's End Lane.
Damn.
That's depressing.
Harsh call out.
Whole new level. Oh my God.
All right, y'all. Here it is. It is TRUE, the Rat Utopia Experiment, aka True. Thank you for joining me. And here it is. It's World's End Lane here on Loud and Local. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Creepy face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.